7:57, Roo and Dits here on Triple M. Roo, a good friend of mine's about to join us, and she's got a good idea. This is about the Holden site. What happens to that big site out there once it's done and dusted? There have been several ideas that have been put forward, but I like this one.
Yeah.
Let's get her on. Amanda Blair, good morning.
How are you, gents?
Good.
Could Amanda, tell me, in the world of Triple M today, is it a throwback Tuesday or something like that?
probably, yeah. We come up with little titles here and there.
How do you get the 5 minutes at this time of the day with four kids?
I know. Well, it was hysterical when your producer said, you know, oh, are we coming through on a private number? I'm thinking no one's actually calling me at 10 to 8 on a Tuesday morning usually. Most of my friends know to stay right away, but anyway, that's fine.
Now, your house would be the only one in Adelaide that rivals the Rusciutto household, I think. So now, how old are your kids now, Amanda?
God, I don't. I'm barely struggling to remember their names. 12, 11, 9, and 7.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Very busy. And Roo and I have actually had the chat about the Tarago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all about a passenger vehicle.
Yeah.
Both of our homes. It's
yeah.
great.
Now, let's talk about the subject at hand. You've got an idea for the Holden site, which we think's pretty good. Tell us about it.
Well, look, it came actually from a friend of mine. I'm not going to claim it entirely. Matthew McMahon and I were sitting around one night having dinner, and we were having a bit of a chat about, you know, what could happen with the North. And he just started talking about Disneyland. And then I sort of expanded the idea further. And before you knew it, the two of us were going, you know what, that is actually quite a good idea. And at first people go, ha, ha, ha. Amanda, the LSD you took 25 years ago is actually starting to kick in. But the reality is, when you actually think about this as an economic driver, you think, you know what, there's a lot in it. There's a lot of jobs in something like that.
Yep.
I think in the North, we need something that's going to attract people up there. We need something that's going to create jobs throughout the build process, and then also when the Disneyland would be open and running. And I just think it's a killer. I think when you make the comparisons between Orange County and the northern suburbs of Adelaide, you go, you know what, there's a lot there. And
yep.
I like the whole kind of symbolism of, you know, one American company closing and another one opening.
Just give us some comparisons about Orange County, because I don't know anything about the place.
Well, pretty much it was just a wasteland. I mean, I'm not suggesting that the northern suburbs are. I have a very dear spot in my heart for the north of Adelaide. But I think that, you know, we're looking, obviously, there's a bit of an unemployment crisis up there. There's a bit of a housing crisis up there. In Orange County, there was pretty much nothing until Walt Disney decided that he would build Disneyland.
Mm.
And now it's one of the world's most visited tourism spots.
I said to Roo earlier this morning.
And the jobs, it's all about creating jobs.
Yep. Sure.
You know, go.
Sorry. I said to Roo earlier this morning, you know, within an 8 or 9 hour flight from Adelaide, you've got the whole of Asia. I mean, our market, you know, the captive audience is enormous if we got it right.
Well, completely. Apparently up in Surfers Paradise, they're trying to put a bid forward to the Walt Disney Corporation to have a Disneyland up on the Gold Coast. But I'm like, get stuffed. You've already got all the world.
Yeah, exactly.
What about us?
Yeah.
Well, we'd be the first Disneyland in the Southern Hemisphere. The next closest one is Hong Kong.
Yep.
And I think that, you know, I know that that everyone's trying to attract Asian business here. We're on the footpath of the Barossa Valley, which is one of the world's premier wine districts. You know, imagine how many people would come in, stay at Disneyland, take the kids to Disneyland, nick off to the Barossa, have their wine experience. You know, it would really open up South Australia as a tourism hotspot, which in my heart I think it is. It's a beautiful place. I wish more people visited. And if more people visit, we get more revenue, more people get jobs, the end.
Well, who owns the site? Is that government owned or did Holden's own it?
I think Holden's own the site, actually. I think they do. I'm not quite too sure.
You'd just about
As
give them the property,
imagine,
wouldn't
Roo,
you?
With my usual ideas, I haven't quite thought that whole process through.
As long as they sound
just
good.
I've just opened my mouth and it's in the newspaper. So well done to me.
Amanda, you could be premier with thinking like this. Seriously.
Oh, I think there's a hell of a lot more crap that you'd have to do as premier that I wouldn't be interested in. I think I'd rather stick with the pie cuts in the lunchbox.
Fair enough. Hey, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. Great idea. And it's
well,
given us something to think about.
That's it. And the reason that we put it in the paper and the reason that I keep talking to people is let's start to think about it. Let's be bold. Let's think of what we can do.
Yep.
Because I think the usual pathways are not going to lead to the path of gold.
Mm. Well done, Amanda.
Good on you, Amanda. Good to hear from you.
Have a good day. Yeah. Thanks, Amanda Roo. Blair. Amanda Blair. She's a beauty. Roo,
wanted to do this at the Royal Adelaide Hospital. So
yeah, but also, I kind of stole this a little bit too. As Amanda
said,
doesn't
matter who comes up with the idea,
your
as
mate
long as we
and
execute
business
it.
Partner, Peter Hurley, mooted this, I reckon, 20 years ago, even
really?
Longer. Yep. It was his. He's the first person I heard talk about it, and I thought, what a great idea.
I reckon it's got legs.
It needs some sort of committee like Peter Hurley, Amanda Blair. Let's get some prominent people around Adelaide to actually thrash this out. Shane Yean, entrepreneur, has got other ideas for Holden's. He should sit on the committee as well. And
you could probably do both out there. I mean, Disneyland in California is 34 hectares, okay? Out at Holden's, it's 123 hectares.
You're joking.
You only need a third of it.
Hell.
Or a quarter of it.
All right. We're onto it. Let's have a committee, Ruth.
Disneyland one part, medical marijuana next door.
There you go.
Perfect family day out.
Everyone's happy. Ruined it's on Triple M.